is this just an athletic co-op, or does this involve other extracurriculars?
What we've done is set up a structure for an athletic cooperative that's going to cover football, boys and girls track, baseball, and softball. And that's it for right now.
All right. And that was approved?
Our board approved it. It's going to the Bushnell Board for action. I understand it's on their agenda for their meeting next week. This is something that we've been sitting and talking about with them, I guess, since early last fall. It's kind of been going on throughout the school year. I know that a couple of people on our board have met with a couple of people on their board throughout the year, and our principals and athletic directors have been meeting as well.
And so when do these co-ops begin?
Well, we've had a track co-op in place with them for the past 4 years. So track will begin in the 2013-2014 school year. The rest of the co-op sports, the football, the baseball, and the softball, will come online in the 2014-2015 school year. The reason for the delay is that we have to meet our commitments in our respective athletic conferences for games that are already scheduled. And there are conference bylaws that sort of make it necessary for us to look that far into the future to put something like this together.
How do you believe students will benefit from having these co-ops in place?
Well, I can't speak for Bushnell, but I think that West Prairie students have benefited already from having access to a track program that we would not be providing on our own. I think that both schools are suffering low numbers in the boys' football program, and I think the ability to work together in that one sport will have the greatest impact on West Prairie kids. I think in our other sports, in terms of boys and girls basketball, boys baseball, and girls softball, we're pretty much able to field the team that we want to put on the field. But I think in every way, when you can work together with neighbors to build programs together, I think that makes everything better for kids.
Now, will agreements still need to be reached in terms of what the teams are called, how they're referred to regarding schools, and how they're referred to regarding team nickname?
Well, we're going to call the co-op the Bushnell West Prairie, or BWP, co-op. That's three letters on a uniform. Costs less to make the uniforms that way. The actual team name and the mascots, I think we've agreed to leave up to the student bodies of the two schools to vote on that, subject to a structure being determined by a committee that's going to run the co-op. Team nicknames that don't refer to any particular gender, we'll put together some acceptable choices and let the kids vote on it and see what happens.
All right. Is there any cost savings involved with having this co-op in place?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Perhaps some savings in coaches' stipends from, you know, having one set of coaches for two schools. But that's, you know, maybe being able to split the cost of officials. I think we're still looking at transportation costs for travel to practice sites wherever they would be in a particular sport. So, you know, one kind of savings might be balanced against another kind of expense. But overall, I think this is not so much a program designed to save money as it is a program designed to improve the quality of an activity for our kids.
All right. And that's what I was going to ask then. It sounds like this wasn't done to save money. This is to benefit the students.
Yeah, I think particularly in football, the more kids you have out there, the safer the sport is, because you don't have to have sophomore kids trying to make it on a varsity program. You know, it's just, you need to have a good, strong cohort of junior and seniors out there to hold their own against bigger kids from other schools.
All right. Anything you want to add about this?
I just would add that I have high hopes for its success and really appreciate the time that we've been able to spend with the Bushnell board members, their board president, Mr. Hess, and Mr. Marr, who've put in a lot of time in with our board members, our board president, Scott Vogler, and a board member, and a mom of athletes, Sherry Weaver, who's been very instrumental in helping us come to agreements and in identifying things we ought to look at. I think this has been a real chance for the two boards to work together well and to really shine together.